The Cardinal Stage Company is presenting Mike Bartlett's clever, imaginative, and thought-provoking King Charles III upstairs at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium. Set designer Mark Smith's slightly raised stage splits the room with audience on either side for an imaginative production by director Randy White. During the golden age of Elizabeth I, Shakespeare wrote and rewrote the English history of kings and queens of the past. Today, in the considerably less golden age of Elizabeth II, Mike Bartlett takes the Shakespearean model for a clever drama of possible future. Queen Elizabeth has died, her son Charles next in line, after a life that actor Charles Stransky warmly notes that's been a lingering for the royal prerogative. And although he won't be crowned for 3 months, meetings with Prime Minister begins, and there's a problem. Gerard Powell's as the starchy PM has a bill that limits the freedom of the press based on fears of the lasting wounds that the unhampered press may inflict. Though Charles describes the leader of the opposition party, played by Mike Price, as having a politician's tongue in a weasel's mouth, he also meets with him. Both the PM and the opposition leader assume that Charles will simply sign the bill, but the king-to-be takes a moral position and can't bring himself to put his name to the legislation. In a moving speech, he observes that if he's only a name, then the prerogative of this name must have some separate power. The last time this prerogative was invoked was in 1704 with Queen Anne. In a country without a constitution, England depends on tradition to hold it to account, and there's a crisis. Meanwhile, William's youngest son, Prince Harry, Curtis Edward Jackson, in an echo of Prince Hal from Shakespeare's Henry IV, Part I, is out and about off palace grounds with his buddies at the local night spots. The attractive young working-class art student, Jess, played by Erica Bittner, isn't quite a Falstaff, but she does lead and encourage Harry to expand his horizons. We also meet older son, Prince William, and his wife, Kate Middleton. Reed Henderson's William's a bit of a milquetoast with more meekness than the engaging Claire Cooney's Kate would like to see. She's far from being a Lady Macbeth, but one does think about the comparison. In a history-making move, in part encouraged by the weasel-mouthed opposition leader, Charles, in a neatly staged scene with very vocal commoners joining the audience, dissolves Parliament. Chaos ensues, and an increasingly isolated Charles' weak alternation of heavy-handed crackdowns and simply ignoring the demonstrations fails. In one of playwright Bartlett's many nods to Elizabethan models, there's a wild opposition dance by V for Vendetta masked figures, a crowd that, curiously enough, includes both Prince Harry and his girlfriend Jess. In another nod to the tradition, the ghost of Diana appears to both Charles and to William with the message that each will be a great king. As King Charles III moves on, Charles clinging to his notion of principle and retreat into earlier histories seems less and less viable. Kate prevails on Prince William to royal up, and in a televised speech designed to calm the country, William takes the podium and declares that he and Kate will reign as Charles steps down. It's a bitter moment as Charles realizes the depth of the deception and perhaps also the rightness of it. In another bitter moment, son Harry, who's been talking of life outside the perilous as a commoner with Jess, finds the tug of royalty too powerful to abandon. The Cardinal Stage Company and their fine cast do an excellent job with the play. The iambic pentameter for the royals, the prose for the commoners works nicely. The monologues are neatly finessed from the formal moments to the conversational ones. Of the ensemble, I especially enjoyed Jack O'Hara as the castle's on-and-off loyalist insider, and Scott Van Wy as the gyro seller who gives Prince Harry something to think about of what makes England England. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Mike Bartlett's King Charles III at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium plays through April 2nd at the Theater for You. I'm George Walker.